USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Initially described by police in Wisconsin as an apparent accident, they're now wondering whether a parade tragedy that killed over 20 people may have been an intentional act of the driver of the SUV that plowed into the crowd. The mayor of Waukesha saying,
"Tonight was a traumatic situation for the city of Waukesha."
As for the investigation, the police chief, Daniel Thompson, told reporters,
"Waukesha Police Department has recovered a suspect vehicle."
But as of that briefing, they were still looking for their person of interest, they said. Since then, reports are somebody is now in custody. Police in Utah urging the public to help them find two teens missing for nearly a week as Ellie Droge and Ocean Pulley were last seen running away from their middle school Monday morning. The two 13-year-olds reportedly in a relationship against their parents' wishes. And this is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.